Welcome back. The whole show powered by PDC Energy. As of right now, we don't know the real situation happening with Colorado State and UNLV, but so far our trusted sources are saying the game is happening. So I'm just going to guess that's where we are. Now, CU is not happening. Their game's not happening this weekend with ASU. They're still looking for a dance partner. And Mark, the voice of the Buffs, was on with us moments ago. Here's my guess. If UNLV-CSU doesn't happen, which I'm going to say that's now maybe 20% chance it doesn't happen, it sounds like it might be a go. Mark had mentioned they put in kind of an amendment to the Pac-12, and it might go, that says, hey, all right, maybe non-conference games can happen if you're in the same, if you're, you know, geographically, how, you know, depending on what that looks like for you, if you're somewhat close. Well, Boulder and Fort Collins are somewhat close. So, if it doesn't happen, if UNLV doesn't happen for Colorado State, I would expect to have a 2020 version of the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Maybe. I also like that Mark brought up Michigan State. Wouldn't that be good? Get Mel Tucker going at it. Carl Durrell. I think Buffs fans have just got to be feeling great about things. I mean, COVID hit us all, but Mel Tucker just hit CU. And that was their guy, right? They had found their coach. They found their coach that was going to bring this SEC attitude. He was going to get rid of the tennis shoe league that was the Pac-12. They found their guy. You're going to grow with this guy. He's going to make CU tough. He's going to make CU great. And he did him dirty, man. He went to Michigan State. So Carl Durrell comes in, kind of a quiet guy. I like that Mark said it, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10 as far as, you know, how intense you are. You know, he's like a 4 to 6. He's a meaty, you know, he's right there in the middle. He's not going to get too overly excited. He's not going to get too down. Pretty good for student athletes, the college game, right? Well, now we're seeing him 2-0. First Advantage text line 31996, 31996. The NBA draft is tonight. Who will the Denver Nuggets go with? That was our first Power to Play sports poll question. There's a lot of guys I like in this draft. I mean, again, I don't like them as saviors of a franchise. I more or less just like them as nice additions. Here's the name, though. Tyler Bay out of Colorado. He's 6'7", 218 pounds. He's a power forward. He's projected, according to ESPN, to be the best available, but not go, or to be one of the best available at 28, 29 in the late 20s. So late first round, early second round kind of guy. So is that a guy the Nuggets could go with? He's a local guy. He's a great athlete. He has a 7-foot wingspan. He was the conference defensive player of the year. So that gives you another power forward. And again, a young age, but could be will get better. Another power forward that's a great defensive player. How much do you trust Jeremy Grant re-signing with you? And that's a question we may not know. And if you're 50-50 on it, I think you got to go the power forward route. Because Bol Bol can play center, power forward. Again, positions aren't as big anymore, but size is. Size is the thing we look at. 6'7", 218 pounds. 6'7", that's what we're looking at here. Not the biggest overall, but still. You know, he's a defensive guy. He's a defensive-minded guy. Versatile defender is what you need. He can guard anybody, though. I mean, we've seen him guard point guards before at a pretty high level. He's a good rim protector. He's a wonderful rebounder. He made 42% of his threes this season on a small sample, but Plumlee's not doing that. So you maybe get a guy that's a good defensive player that maybe becomes a better defensive player over the year. 74% free throw shooter. So, I mean, you're not going to get him because he's a monster scorer necessarily. But he's a good defensive player. Is that somebody that, you know, you think that the Nuggets would go with? A local guy there? will be interesting. First Advantage text line 31-996-3196. We'll talk to Chris Dempsey about that as well. But, you know, when you look at players for the Nuggets, this is, again, and this is a great spot to be in. For the last several years, it doesn't feel like the Nuggets need the draft pick to help them grow. They were able to take chances. So that's why I kind of look at a guy like Cole Anthony, who got hurt last year and missed a lot of time. That's why his stock has dropped. According to NBA TV, he was probably going to be a top five guy had he not got hurt. Now he's projected to go at 19, 20, 21, maybe a little earlier. Do you think, I mean, what is that? Who does that remind you of? Michael Porter Jr.? Bull Bull? Both of those guys were projected to go in the top 10, top five when they first put on a uniform and they played eight games for their school or whatever. And because of injuries, people passed on him. Bull Bull dropped all the way to the second. And I mean, the rest is history. I mean, we don't know what Bull Bull is, but I think we know pretty darn good, you know, as far as Porter about his offensive side, what he's going to be able to do offensively. And so another opportunity perhaps for this team to get a guy that maybe misses time, so it dropped him in a later first round pick, maybe into a second round pick. Yeah, Porter dropped. Again, I couldn't remember if it was 12 or 14. He dropped all the way to 14. So I think you're in that same position again, which is a nice problem to have. You know, you don't have a great draft pick position at 22. You don't necessarily need anything, though. I mean, you do. You're going to need depth. And again, Jeremy Grant, that if he decides to really go out and test free agency, then yeah, maybe you're in trouble. But everything that I've read is that he's probably going to stay with Denver. But how comfortable are you in that? I mean, he's not at that stage yet where he's desperate for a championship. He could keep growing with a young team. He's a young guy. He could keep growing with this team. So I'll be curious to see what that looks like Friday. But if you're Denver, do you get some insurance? Because, again, center, power forward, you don't got to get locked into that position anymore. But you do need a big guy that can play center. Like right now, for the Nuggets, It's Mason Plumlee in when Nikola Jokic is out, and Plumlee's really a power forward slash center. So if you're going to move on from Plumlee, if you're going to move on from Millsap, whether Grant stay or if Grant stays, even if he does, you're still going to have to find another guy because Bol Bol won't be there yet. Not in that first week. I mean, you're probably going to go halfway through the season. And again, it's a short season. It's a weird season. So is Bol Bol going to be ready both mentally and physically to be a guy that gets meaningful minutes off the bench throughout the season? I mean, he got meaningful minutes in the bubble, in games the Nuggets didn't care about. We all know they didn't care. They were just testing. I mean, hell, man, they had one game, Colfax, where they played all their big men. They started all their big men. Joker was the point guard, which, again, shows you that the Nuggets don't let the positions necessarily fool you. You need to just be looking at guard, big man. Guard, big man. Guard, forward, big man. Because power forward, center doesn't necessarily mean what it used to anymore. Certainly not with the Nuggets. So, where will they go? What will they do in this strange, strange NBA year? 14 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. I want to give our guy, Chris Dempsey, plenty of time. But before we break, let me tell you about my friends over at SCL Mortgage. Find them at myspecialmortgage.com. You guys have heard that interest rates are at all-time lows, so now's a great time to get rid of any consumer debt that you have. Car loans, credit cards, student loans. That interest is not tax-deductible, and your house payment is. SCL has been serving Colorado for 20 years with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're here for you, whether it's your bank statement loan or self-employed, conventional or FHA loan with no credit card overlays. Credit overlays. Call them at 970-444-1222 or visit them at myspecialmortgage.com. We'll look to catch up with Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV coming up next. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Colbeck, we are efforting Chris Dempsey at this point in time to talk NBA draft. All right, I had to let that go for a little bit, man. Colbeck, we have breaking news again. Oh boy. So according to. Let's see this. Kevin Lytle retweeted this. Okay, what you need to know. Brett McMurphy, there we go. Saturday's UNLV at Colorado State game is canceled. Sources told Stadium. This is now 13 canceled postponed games this week if you're scoring at home with or without a mask, is what Brett McMurphy tweeted. So that's what we have. It is 20 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, and we are told there is no CSU UNLV game this weekend. We read tweets at the top of the hour that said the game is still a go, Colfax. So, are we having a showdown? Are we going to have a Rocky Mountain showdown? That's the big question. Mark kind of sounded optimistic. We talked to him about 12:30, and I said, "Is it ridiculous?" And he said, "Hey, Pac-12 might actually make an exception if you can play a non-conference game reasonably close." I don't think it gets much more reasonably close than Boulder and Fort Collins. So, man, we've got to think that something like this is going to happen. Are we having a showdown? First Advantage text line 31996. If not, I mean, it is Wednesday afternoon. Does this give you enough time? UNLV might have said, you know, here's what I'm wondering. They were all kind of systems ago, because that's what we heard. An hour ago, Lytle puts out an article in the Coloradoan saying it's the strangest article he's ever written. But Steve Adazio says, yeah, we're playing. Even though Doug Samuels of Football Scoop on Tuesday reported that it wasn't going to happen, Adazio met with reporters shortly after 11 o'clock today. And again, those of you wondering, well, I don't get involved in those because it's too close to the showtime, and we cover a lot more than CSU, so I would have zero show prep for this program. NBA Draft, Colorado Buffs, UNC Bears, Colorado State, Drew Locke, I mean the Broncos. That's the big news today, right? Is he going to go? Adazio met with reporters after 11 o'clock and said, we're 100 miles per hour ready to roll. We're playing. And that Adazio way, you know, I could just hear it. We're 100 miles per hour ready to roll. We're playing, you know, just that ram. He's probably doing the fist pounding like he does. One fist is a ram, the other fist is a ram, and they're hitting each other. That's what we're going to be doing. Said that we had a great practice today. He said, I know we're ready to roll. I know they're ready to roll. And we're going to have a hell of a clash here on Saturday. That was at 11:15. It's 1:22. Here's what I'm wondering. My little tiny brain's going, did UNLV say, hey, we think we're a go, but we don't know. We might have to call you tomorrow afternoon or Friday morning. And I'm wondering that, because why would you go from it's canceled to it's not canceled to it's canceled? Maybe they don't really know if they were going to or not, but out of respect for CSU and the situation, they might have said, it might be too late for anybody. We don't want to screw everybody here. We don't want to get this whole thing out of whack. Again, that's just me projecting a little bit, theorizing, I suppose. But could it have been something like, hey, Adazio and company are like, hey, dude, we need to know now, because if we're not doing it, we need to schedule it with the. And they basically say, hey, we're probably not going to know today. Maybe we won't know tomorrow. We're going to stretch this to Friday morning. Now we need to know now. Yes, Colfax.
Did Adazio specify UNLV in that statement? Or did he just say, we as the CSU Rams are ready to go? Meaning?
He says, we're playing. In regards, what Lytle writes here is in regards to Saturday's game against UNLV, okay. He says, we're playing. Now, these quotes, and I have the Zoom meeting, but I didn't get the Zoom meeting or the Zoom replay until about 11:59, and the show starts at noon. And we can give Chris a call now, too, by the way, Colfax. it's so weird, dude. No, you're right. He didn't actually say that. He might have just been saying, we're ready, they're ready, let's go.
Was he potentially talking about CU?
Maybe. Carl Durrell's saying that they could be ready to go. I mean, I don't know. I wonder, our guy, Mark Johnson, who was on earlier, the man on the horse, I wonder if he knows more than he's letting on at this point about this. Chris Dempsey, my good friend, we're going to get into some NBA draft, man, but we're trying to figure out if there's going to be a Rocky Mountain showdown this weekend between CSU and CU, man. This is such a weird time.
I would love it if there was a Rocky Mountain showdown. I would love it. That would be so good. The first thing I thought of when, because the Pac-12, they canceled that stuff really fast. So the first thing I thought of was, well, is CSU playing a game?
Right.
Because that would be so easy to put together, I would think. I mean, obviously, the conference would push back, the Pac-12 would push back on that and say, hey, we told you we're only doing conference games. But maybe there could be something that would be able to be worked out. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, but it sounds like right now, I haven't heard the latest on that. It sounds like, though, that CU is going to just not play this week.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's funny, Chris, because we just got the note again. Because yesterday I hear CSU UNLV canceled. Then we hear, no, it's not. Well, just now we hear it is canceled. I was on the phone earlier with Mark Johnson, and he said, Monday I texted him, and the whole idea was ridiculous to him. Today, yeah. He said, I don't know if it's that ridiculous. So I'm wondering, if Mr. Sly Mark Johnson knows something that he's just not ready to tell us just yet. So I'm wondering, man, if this is going to happen. It could.
Yeah, that would be – I think that would be a lot of fun, I think that game I've always loved that game. And I know that Colorado has kind of poo-pooed it and said, well, we're going to go and do something different. And whenever this series restarts, it's going to restart. But I think that's a mistake. I think when you have rivalry games, why would you ever stop playing them?
Right.
It has never made sense to me. So maybe the pandemic is going to get us back together on the football field, and that would be just really wild.
It's the pandemic's going to bring us together so that we can hate each other again when it comes to rivalries. It takes that, man. It takes love to get us back to hating each other, I believe. We'll see, man. I'm literally refreshing Twitter every 5 seconds to see. Oh, maybe it's rescheduled again. Who knows? But, we're assuming the NBA draft's still a go tonight, right?
Yeah, it's going to be virtual, so you can't stop virtual.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot, my friend. First off, Chris, from your point of view, because you're in this deeper than most when you're looking at the NBA and the NBA draft, where does this class collectively stack up to you? I mean, is this an exciting class? Are there a lot of game changers in this class?
Let's see. Okay, so let's just do it this way. A being, this is an incredible class. F obviously being, this class is terrible. I would say this is a B- to C+ class. There's a few players that you can project to be pretty big time talents. And obviously at the top you have LaMelo Ball, and you have Anthony Edwards, and you have James Wiseman. Okay, we're all familiar with those. But then, the young man from Israel, Denny Avija, who I have watched a lot of film on him. I see why a lot of people like what he brings to the table. But he is very young and very raw, and it's going to take a few years for him to get to the space that looks like he can get into. Very, very talented young man. Later on in the draft, I did one of our prospect breakdowns on Jaden McDaniels from Washington. He's another one of those young men, very tall, kind of a lanky build, but the kind of dude who can run it up, handle the ball, shoot the three, get to the rim, post up a little bit if he needs to. Just the type of player that you're looking for from a skill set size. Like when you're looking at these, you know, 6'10", 6'11", 7-foot players, they got to start looking a lot more like, you know, the guys who are multifaceted, who can face up as well as post up. And there are a couple of those kinds of guys in this draft, and I think they're very intriguing, but they're not going to come in right away and impact your program. They're just not. They're just not ready yet from that standpoint. But if you have good player development and good leadership on your basketball team, they can really grow into being something special. And so that's why I would give this draft class as high as a B-minus grade, because of the players like that with potential. Otherwise, what you're looking at are a bunch of players who are good at really one skill set, or have to really develop another skill set. So let's take Isaiah Stewart, who also played at Washington. He's a 6'9" post player. Well, that's a non-starter in the NBA. You're not going to post up 90% of the time as a 6'9" player in the NBA. So can you face up? And if you can't face up, now you got to develop that part of your game. But at the same time, he's a very powerful player, can block shots, can really rebound, so he can impact those areas, but he's got to grow his offensive game. There's a couple of guys just like that. There's a kid out of Maryland who's like that as well. Our guy Tyler Bay out of CU, you know, he really profiles as a great defender. As a matter of fact, he was the defensive player of the year in the Pac-12. But his offensive game needs maturing as well. So that's what this draft has a lot of, a certain skill set that's really good, but a certain skill set that needs a lot of work. And so, you know, the question is what are you looking for, and can you find it within this group of players?
Yeah, and that's what's interesting, too, is so many times we say, oh, man, this draft class is really deep, and even into that top 10 even, these are game changers, and we don't always see that. That's with any draft. You know, really, there's guys in later rounds. Look at the Nuggets. I mean, most of their stars, well, obviously Joker, Murray wasn't a top three, so you look at their stars, and a lot of guys have this. Steph Curry, those guys aren't necessarily the ones we're bragging about, but they turn out to be the best. So there's a part of me that thinks, yeah, this is maybe a B-minus, but who knows? Maybe you have enough guys that are kind of decent in all areas, and they just become really good in 2 to 3 years, and we look back and go, wow, that was a heck of a draft class.
Yeah, and you know, I think there's a lot of lessons being learned with these teams in the NBA. I mean, I think you're seeing a lot of these teams really lean into player development, and you know, whereas in the past there was so much more emphasis put on, we're going to throw a ton of money at these established players and free agencies and remake our team on the fly and become a championship team just because we signed a bunch of free agents. Okay, well, that's not working for most teams anymore. And so what they're starting to also see is that, you know, Golden State example is a twofold example. One, it's, yeah, you know, they showed you that you didn't have to be dominant inside and out. You can be dominant outside in. But part two is they drafted so many of those guys, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, draft. And you can build yourself a powerhouse basketball team if you're drafting the right kinds of players. And so the Nuggets are another example of that. They were just in the Final Four, draft, you know, very little to do with free agents coming, and certainly, it's not saturated with free agents. So when you look at the Atlanta Hawks, you know, the coach that they hired was basically a player development coach. You know, like Lloyd Pierce was a player development coach basically with the Philadelphia 76ers, and what they said was, you know what we're going to do? We're going to draft young. We're going to draft Trae Young. We're going to draft Kevin Herter. We've already got a young player on the squad named John Collins, and we want these guys to develop, and that's how we're going to get good. And you're starting to see that formula get repeated across the NBA, and so this group of players here in this draft, yeah, there's good player development players. And then there are some that you could put on the court and expect to impact a certain area. But if you're not in for player development, you're not going to get the most out of this crop of players.
Chris Dempsey joining us from Altitude TV, looking at this draft tonight. There's so many things surrounding the draft because of the timing. Free agency is after the draft. Side question here for you, Chris. Ultimately, would the NBA ever consider flipping those two around? Because I'm looking at it for the Nuggets going, okay, Grant, it sounds like he's opting out, but more than likely going to opt back in with a better contract with the Nuggets. But how confident are you in that? And if you're not, if you're even shaky a little bit, you'd probably be looking for another forward position here. Is there any talks there that would ultimately change around?
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of batted around a little bit before, but not in any kind of a real way. I don't expect it would ever change, to be honest with you. And yeah, it actually does make the most sense. It's kind of like, okay, go through free agency. Let's see who you get or didn't get. And now you can actually address those needs
right
in the draft. But the NFL does it, and it works. But, you know, nope, the NBA is going to continue to just do it. You know, they want that draft to be to happen really quickly after the finals in normal years, right? So you have the NBA finals ending in June, the first week or two of June. And then by the end of that month, you have the draft happening. And then, because they want to get to their summer league initiatives, and then they can, they'll get to free agency. Part of the reason with it is that they know that they can keep the NBA in the news for longer. So if you just crammed in free agency, or even if you push back the draft, a couple of weeks, you know, by the time summer league is over, now nobody's paying attention to your league anymore.
and
they don't want that. They saw the NFL's example of just stretching everything out, making it year round, keeping your headlines of your league always in the news, and so that's one way they can do that.
Well, so what about the Nuggets then? How much of the Jeremy Grant situation impacts tonight? How confident are the Nuggets? Because we know they want him, and know he's going to get more money somewhere. How confident are the Nuggets that Jeremy Grant's going to be a Denver Nugget beyond this weekend? Because I think that is a game changer for many reasons going forward for Denver.
Well, I guess I think we're going to find out by the draft.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, if they go, star forward, yeah. What does that tell us?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question. You know, it's how confident are you that you're going to get the guy back? I think they're pretty confident that they're going to get him back, but you never know. And if there's, how big are your doubts? And we'll know more by how they operate here tonight about that in particular. Here's part two to that. I wonder where he'll play, because Jeremy Grant had this interesting season where for the majority of it, or prior to the pandemic, he was power forward and reserve power forward unless Paul Millsap wasn't playing, and then he started at power forward. What happened when they got down to the bubble was there were no players, as we all recall. There were, seven or eight players. The bigs were forced to play all kinds of different positions. We all recall Nikola Jokic playing point guard in the scrimmage games. And it forced Jeremy Grant to slide over from power forward to small forward. Well, what that did for him was help him get comfortable at small forward. And then all of a sudden, by the time we got to the Clippers and Lakers series, he was one of the real impact players, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to know if, let's just say, the Nuggets moved up and took a power forward. Okay? That could mean a couple of things. They don't know that Paul Millsap will be back with them either. And maybe Jeremy Grant slides back down and plays power forward and he becomes a starting power forward. I don't know. But we're really going to have to, these will be very complex issues for us to put the puzzle pieces together no matter what happens here tonight with the Nuggets without knowing the second part of that piece, which is going to be the free agency piece. So this is going to clue us in a little bit tonight as to what they is going to happen or what we think is going to happen, and then the next 7 days after that is going to completely clarify that equation as to what in fact, is unfolding with their roster. So this is the beginning piece, and we'll start to know tonight.
Yeah, what's going to be so interesting, right, like you said, because even if Grant stays in, if they go forward, that could also tell us no go on Millsap, maybe no go on Plumlee, too. I mean, that tells us a lot of different things. The other one that's interesting to me, Chris, and this has been a theme for the Nuggets, guys that get hurt and that are supposed to be really good, but they get hurt, so their stock drops. Michael Porter Jr., Bol Bol. Another guy, Cole Anthony out of North Carolina, I mean, tore his meniscus around Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Right? I mean, so yep. That's a guy who, I don't know, what do you think? I'm watching NBA TV, they're saying this guy probably should have been a top five, but now he's going to be top 15, top 20 maybe. Is that a guy that the Nugget might fall to the Nuggets? And here we go again, another guy that the NBA passes on and they get lucky?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. Cole Anthony, prior to, this seems so long ago, but it was still just last year's college basketball season. Prior to that happening, so about a calendar year ago, he was projected to be a top five pick. You know, when you were talking about, okay, the NBA draft is, you know, months away, but these are the guys that are the early picks for top five or lottery. It was Cole Anthony, it was Anthony Edwards, it was Wiseman, and it was LaMelo, then R.J. Hampton, who they both played overseas. And so R.J. Hampton fell off. He missed a bunch of time being injured as well. Cole Anthony missed 2 months with that meniscus you just mentioned, and then his draft stock took a hit as well. It's taking a pretty big hit, to be honest with you, just for a meniscus tear. So there's got to be more going. There's more to the story there, because the players tear meniscus all the time, and they just bounce right back. But, if he were able to fall to the Nuggets, yeah, I mean, that would be a player that you could, you could reasonably expect to come off the bench and provide a little bit of firepower. I mean, this year, I would think, just in terms of, I mean, you're not going to have enough as much time with them in the summer or in the off season before training camp. So these players are going to have to hit the ground running as best they can. But with Cole Anthony, he's a guy that can really fill it up. Now you just have to teach him the good shot and the bad shot, and he would also have to learn how to play off the ball and how to get his shot within a dribble or two, rather than pound, 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 and to get himself into rhythm. So he's going to have a little bit of an adjustment there in a couple of areas, but what he shows you is a ton of talent, just a ton. And once you get the finer points down, now that talent is able to flourish, and you probably have a big-time player on your hands.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. There's so many storylines developing throughout tonight, what that will mean for later on in the week. Chris, hopefully maybe we can catch up with you again later this week, as we'll know a lot more about the Nuggets. We'll know a little bit more, anyway, I should say. Always appreciate you, my man, the work that you put in. I've been very much enjoyed your draft profile, so excellent work by you, my friend.
I appreciate you, and we'll do a lot tonight. We'll be on Altitude Twitter, so
sweet.
Altitude Twitter. We're going to go live prior to the draft, right after the lottery picks, right after the Nuggets picks, and we'll have interviews as well with Conley and Tim Conley, president of basketball operations, probably Calvin Booth, the general manager, as well as Jim Klibanoff, the director of scouting. So we're going to do a lot tonight on social media. So just make sure you're following the Altitude and Nuggets. Quite frankly, I think it's. Some of this stuff is going to be on the Nuggets channels, but Altitude and Nuggets social media, follow us, and we'll keep you covered.
I love it, my friend. We'll talk to you. We'll see if we can catch up with you later this week.
All right, man. See ya.
All right, there's Chris Dempsey. Excellent work. Yes, do follow Altitude TV. Follow the Nuggets. Follow their situation, because they're putting together some great stuff. All right, 43 after the hour. Colfax, we need to get out of here. Get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
A1 Organics. Get your fall mulch application for trees, beds, and gardens. Get it ready now. Lay it to rest for the winter so that it pops in the spring. A1 Organics. Eaton is your organics recycling center. They recycle grass, leaves, chipped wood, sawdust, clean wood waste, pallet and lumber, not stained, painted, or treated, brush and limbs, sod and soil, and log and tree trunks. That's A1 Organics in Eaton, 970-454-3492. Drew Locke's kind of banged up. He's not going to be 100%. This is your prime excuse to set him down, let him think and just relax and think about his actions for a while and provide an opportunity for another quarterback that is undefeated right now. Brett Rippon. We'll talk about that next. 47 minutes after the hour. And again, if you missed it, CSU-UNLV game. I'm not going to say officially, but we're hearing now it is canceled. So we've gone back and forth on this, but yeah, it's canceled right now. So we'll be right back.
Catch Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, Tuesday nights, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Dan Patrick. You're listening to my pal, Brady Hall. Check out the Hall Show on Northern Colorado's football station, 1310 KFKA.
There's 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Whew, I'm a little mentally drained right now. We got the NBA draft tonight. We got Drew Locke in the news as far as his injury goes. Is he going to go this weekend against Miami? The CSU game, we've gone through the roller coaster there. Yesterday we hear it's canceled, then we hear it's not canceled. Then we hear from, you know, Adazio sounds like he's raring to go. It's a good thing. It's going to happen. Then it is canceled. Well, now Brian Howell just tweeted from Buff Zone with that news saying, yeah, potentially the Rocky Mountain Showdown could happen. Again, that's not really news right now, but it is something. He said, well, now the Rams appear to be available for this weekend. A Buffs versus CSU matchup could be possible. So is it destined to happen? Are these two teams destined to battle? I mean, this is going to be the weirdest Rocky Mountain Showdown prep week we've ever had because we just don't know. We don't know. I mean, are we going to hear today? Are they on the phone right now? Or is CU looking for Michigan State? Go Mel Tucker. That's what Mark brought up. Then I'm here because Wyoming's not having their game this weekend. Do you rematch it? Wouldn't that be the 2020 thing for CSU? You rematch for the bronze boot and Wyoming comes in, gets it right back. Surely that's not happening. I don't know, man. Anything now seems like, let's just pretend that CU was playing this weekend. Let's say that they had a game and the only partner you can get, because Wyoming's not, you know, you're not that far away. Would that be a realistic thing? CSU and Wyoming just play again? Because it would go in a winning percentage thing. I mean, they're a Mountain West team playing each other, and it's going to be, at the end of the day, they're going to decide who goes to the Mountain West Conference championship game by best winning percentage. So, yeah, I saw some Rams fans that follow us tweeting that out, and I got to tell you, I think they were saying it as a joke, but if they're saying, okay, Pac-12, because I had somebody already tweet me and say, the Pac-12 would have to go through. They already said no non-conference games. It's 2020, dude. You can say one thing, and then 5 seconds later, you can say another. We just proved that. I got the voice of the Buffs, and you know I love Mark and I trust Mark, but he's not going to give us everything. He's the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. He works for the Colorado Buffaloes. So he didn't say no. You read between the lines, Colfax. He was on a horse, too. I don't know why that adds to the story, but it does somehow.
Adds a level of, like, trustworthiness.
Yeah, it does. It really does. You read between the lines. You heard him. Oh. He sounded pretty damn optimistic that that could happen if CSU-UNLV didn't happen.
I think this is happening.
I think it's happening.
Adazio knows it. I think he let it slip out by not specifying UNLV.
It's just saying we're ready to go no matter what.
We're ready to go.
I'm going
to
go back and listen to it today.
Yeah.
I just want to see, and we could play it back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to see if, again, what they know, what he knows. Do you think they were talking about this even as soon as Monday? I don't know. Adazio seemed kind of shocked when he got the phone call at the Zoom meeting yesterday. But I just, because when I talked to Coach Carl Durrell, I mean, didn't he make it a pretty big point on Monday to say, you know, Brady, we're preparing for no game, but still a game at the same time.
He didn't say absolutely not.
No.
Which means it's already maybe.
I didn't ask him the question Monday because, to be honest with you, I thought it was so ridiculous to ask him that question. Because the Pac-12 already said we're not allowing non-conference games. So why would I ask him that? I didn't want to look like an idiot in front of Carl Durrell, my first time interviewing him.
Do you think they're considering changing that rule because of this game, because of this opportunity?
Yeah. I do think so.
How cool would that be?
Oh, my goodness, Colface. This has been a fun Wednesday. No CSU-UNLV game. Oh, I like that. That's fine. We'll go out on that music. No, we're doing NFL recast. Fine, man. I like it. We don't care. It's 2020. We can play NFL recap music when we're signing off. Is the Rocky Mountain Showdown happening this weekend? Maybe. Stay tuned. Good night, Northern Colorado.